That sounds like Nali Cobra, he whispered. I'm surrounded by fools, a woman's voice said impatiently. Hand me the jar. That's Isabel, Amy whispered. Suddenly something fell through the ventilation shaft. It was black and the size of a salad plate. Dan felt it brush his arm. He looked down and saw the biggest, hairiest spider he ever seen. It started to crawl up his arm and toward his face. He screamed and backed up to the wall. He was too paralyzed to touch it. Shep sprang over. It's all right, he said. He brushed off the spider, and it scurried away on the floor. It's not poisonous. I think we should move away from the shaft, Amy said. They all looked at her for a second. Then they quickly sprang back as a shower of spiders began dropping down onto the floor. Soon there was a carpet of scurrying hairy arachnids waving their spider legs. Amy screamed. Get back, Shep ordered. He swallowed and pointed to a hairy spider on the ground. That's a funnel web. And there's another one. Dan gulped, and he was still shaking from his encounter with a plate-sized spider, the most venomous spider in the world. It's all right. It's not aggressive, Shep said. Just don't alarm it. It reminds me, I chose to read this passage because it reminds me of some movies that I watched and cartoons that I watched before when I'm at home and I'm bored and have nothing to do.